Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're live at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, guys. Dunwoody, Ashford Dunwoody Road, right here by Perimeter Mall. We're hanging out because we got our Father's Day dinner tonight, Mike. Excited to meet all of our wonderful listeners. And some of these folks have already made their way out here. It's going to start after we get done at 6, guys. But that is why we're broadcasting live from here. Been a great day. Great menu. Great food. Great right drinks. On. And a big shout out to the staff here as well.
Yeah, thanks to Toy and everybody. We have really been sampling the goods. Started with a bacon-infused old-fashioned. That was kind of a great way to start the day. Father's Day weekend, that's why we know the connection, guys. If not with your dad, maybe it was your mom or your grandfather, whoever that special mentor-type person was. So we have a contest we do every year. This year we expanded. We had 10 contest winners. So we'll have 20 folks enjoying the goods here at Lazy Dog and sharing the Father's Day weekend with the folks important to them.
Coming up, we'll get you caught up on the U.S. Open, the leaderboard. It's been a tough couple of days. Some guys that you think would make the cut are not.
Yes.
And also, we're going to talk with Grant McCauley here in about 10 minutes, guys, to talk about the Braves series.
This lineup has got me in a state.
Well, the series with the Rockies. It's funny because everybody's like, oh, it's the Rockies, Dukes. You're over concerned. No, I'm not. You're acting like we're like 18 games over 500. We're 14 games or 15 games out of this and 10 games under 500.
That's the reality check. Guys, you're 15 games behind a Mets team, which has really played clutch. Everything that you haven't done, and the Phillies to a lesser extent, they've had a bit of a swoon of late, but you're still looking up at Philadelphia. But that's the thing, guys. When we get to the trade deadline, it's like I think some Braves fans feel they're the only team that's going to be shopping. You need to thread the needle. You need to get four elements at the trade deadline. That's hard, unless you really do consider moving Sean Murphy.
Four?
I'm being conservative.
Four? Oh, you said yeah. Elements as like, in like
four players. Four players.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Starting pitching, relief pitching, maybe gotcha. Two relief pitchers, a left fielder, a shortstop.
Whoa. You're asking for all that?
Shoot. Well, I mean, we got Alex Verdugo in left tonight. As Mark Bowman pointed out, his numbers are just, you know, are not good. So, that's it. Nick Allen at shortstop. I mean, look, you got half of your lineups batting like 233. That's why you're 15 games out. But some Braves fans are like, the sun will come out tomorrow. I mean, yes, it's possible. Now you're getting into like New York Yankees 1978 territory,
yes.
Which is the gold standard for amazing comebacks. That was 14.5.
The reason why it's a big series, and Grant's on the way, guys, but after this, we've got a stretch of 13 straight division games. In about a three-week period, we can find out pretty quickly here whether we're going to be in the mix or out.
Right. You could make some hay there, or you could be dead in the water.
And
right.
We're not even to like mid-July. I mean, like, that's what we're talking about here. So, big series, handle your business at home. Rockies in town, more on that coming up. Let's talk about the Falcons here, Mike, because here's the thing. We think, I do, the defense is going to be better this year. But the crazy thing is our defense is going to be tested immediately out of the gate with the schedule. First game of the season, here come the Buccaneers. Division game, and you talk about the adjustments and certainly the personnel we've added to this defense. But, Mike, how do you slow down Mike Evans, a healthy Chris Godwin, and the wide receiver you were talking about earlier in the show, who was the 19th pick in the NFL draft and over 1,000-yard receiver at Ohio State?
Emeka Egbuka is a guy that, you know, Mike Evans is talking about. He's got the physicality and the ability, the skill set of a running back. Remember, this 100 yards and a touchdown against Georgia in that Chick-fil-A semifinal at Mercedes-Benz. He is a rock star in his own right. He's a different animal than Marvin Harrison. He's kind of a guy we talk about how we use Drake. That's a guy you can use all over the field.
Yes.
Sweeps, reverses, and they will. So, I mean, that's why when guys, we don't want to short sell the Falcons, but the Bucs, you're looking up at them. And the Bucs have added some really interesting elements.
Yeah, look, and we always talk about playing the Saints the first game of the season and how big that is. This is a big one. Because you blew this division last year to these guys, and they still think they own you. And if you feel like the changes and the personnel are going to be better and the things that we've done put us over the top, you get a chance to show it week one. That's why that's going to be a big contest. Meanwhile, while we're talking about the aspirations of the Falcons, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can always text us, hit us up on social media as well, 404-726-0929. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. A.J. Terrell stopped by the show earlier this week when we were up at Flowery Branch, and we asked him about the urgency to get to the playoffs. Mike, you can't come out and lay an egg week one, and I'm not saying we are, but if we get humiliated by the Bucs, I'm just saying it's going to be like, okay, wait a minute, what's really changed? That's why this game, being a division game, getting a leg up, and being able to slow down these guys that we're talking about, Abuka, Mike Evans, Godwin, you got to figure
Bucky
it out.
Bucky Irving?
Absolutely. I don't forget about Bucky Irving. He had an amazing year last year. Here's what AJ said to us earlier this week.
Yeah, I'd be a fool not to say it's not on my mind. We, you know, going on year six, like you said, never you know, sniffed it almost, I want to say, but it's definitely on all of our minds, and I think that's what makes the team special this year, just knowing. And I feel like we've been special, you know, of course, all the years, but, like, going into year six and still haven't gotten there, now it's, like, you know, more of a priority. So, you know, everything that we do is leading up to the playoffs and not just being satisfied with the playoffs, but actually, like, trying to make a Super Bowl push because we got all the pieces to the puzzle. We just got to come in every day and just buy in and just have fun and play at a high level week in, week out.
Maybe we're 6-3. You're in the catbird seat, right, in the division.
Yes.
And we all – I'm not going to rehash it. We all know what happened with Cousins.
Yes, please don't.
I will not. But and that was with a bad defense. That was with a Jimmy Lake that was weighing over his head. We believe in the pieces you've added. You know, again, I don't know what – who's the guy we added from the Chargers?
Who? Norman?
What's that dude's name?
Morgan Fox?
Megan Fox. I would actually prefer Megan Fox to Morgan Fox, but we don't even know what Morgan Fox is. But you got Leonard Floyd. You've got the guys in Jalen Walker. You got Ebba Cady, Pierce. As a guy said, it was last week, you guys keep short selling Pierce. And it was funny because Brian McFadden said, don't forget Pierce. Right now, Jalen Walker is more NFL ready. But in a year from now, or maybe even by the midway point of the season, James Pierce Jr. may be the guy that shuts up the critics and validates moving a first-round pick to get him.
Well, I hope he does. Like, look, we're not dogging him out if you feel that we are because we don't like the kid or we don't think he can play. Obviously, he can play.
It's just more, for me, it's more about Walker than Pierce.
Yes.
Nothing to do with Pierce, just Walker's ready to go.
I hope he balls out. I hope he has an amazing start to his NFL career. But I also know that, as I said, there were reservations by other teams. And the Falcons are going to say, we don't care about that. We drafted him, and he's going to be our guy. Okay. But he's got to go out and perform at a high level, and I'm with you. I mean, like, I just feel like if you ask me right now, there's more pressure on Jalen Walker. If Jalen Walker comes out through 3 weeks of the season, and hypothetically, it's not going to happen, he doesn't do anything, you are going to be looking at that and saying, whoa, 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 you guys told us Jalen Walker was supposed to be that dude. On the opposite side of that, if Pierce comes out and has an amazing first 3 weeks of the season, a couple of sacks, Mike, strip sack!
Yeah.
And you are calling our show on Mondays and saying, man, Pierce, man, he looks like he's the real deal. You're going to feel differently about the pecking order. And that's what we're talking about. When you're picked higher, there's more expectation. That's all we're saying about Jalen Walker. It's not that I think he can be a better player. I hope they both are really good. But when you're picked higher, there's just a higher expectation. They're both first rounders. But Walker is supposed to be a guy to come in here, Mike, and immediately start
and immediately have impact.
And again, he's just a slightly smaller. And again, when you get compared to Micah Parsons, I know people get crazy with the comparisons, but that's a good comp when you think about his burst. You know, we talked about our buddy Jarvis, who covers, you know, he played defensive line, talked about the burst that he saw at practice. We saw it.
I saw it.
And you see the, you know, the interaction with the players. And look, Pierce, James is a big dude. James Pierce looks like a Leonard Floyd type guy, even maybe a little bit bigger. So you look at that size element and the speed and the commitment we made to the defense in the offseason, both in free agency. I know you mentioned yesterday you spent a lot of time on Divine Diablo.
Yeah.
You know, because we had a linebacker we drafted can't stay healthy. So we brought a guy who's a solid workmanlike effort from the Raiders. So you should be across the board, starting 11, better than you were last year. Now, how much better? That's going to be the rub. Do you think we're going to be like 16? See, the problem with 16 is we conked out. The rookies kind of hit a wall. We kind of hit our limitations in the second half, obviously, in the Super Bowl. Some of that was injuries like Trufant. Or do you have that right balance of guys like Jesse Bates and guys like Leonard Floyd where you can sustain and these rookies will be there all year long?
I think we have more depth than we've had in the last 5 or 6 years. And I think that's going to be a reason why I don't think these guys hit the wall. Again, you're not asking anybody to play 80 snaps.
Right.
So
because you got seven guys right now that can play tackle and edge.
Yeah, you're going to have more depth. It's Suits and Bell, guys. It's our Falcon Report. Coming up, Grant's going to join us. Mike, let me ask you one more thing. And I said this the other day as we went up to minicamp. I said, this is when the season starts for me. I think a lot of people look at minicamp and like, oh, guys, your team is set. You've gone through offseason. You've gone through free agency. You've gone through the draft. Whatever it is that you see when camp starts in July are the guys that are going to potentially take us where we need to go. You're not fundamentally changing six or seven pieces on your team once camp rolls around. And I say that to say, despite all of that, we have to get this Kirk Cousins thing out of our head, Mike. He's here.
No, it's over and done. Look, I talked about it. I heard Steak and Sandra today when I was heading to the gym. Steak, he's like, Mikey keeps ranting about he lied. They all lie. They want to keep playing.
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error.
Yeah, I mean, but to me, I just think at some point, and again, and I do agree with Steak, and you and I said this last year, the coaching staff's got to say, all right, slow your roll, Jack. You can't do the job. But they were never going to do that. And because, you know, again, is Kirk going to be the first NFL player to actually go to his coach and say, Coach, I can't deliver the goods? I don't know. I think there's other players. If you consider him a leader, you're hurting the team, you know. But because we drafted a guy, and look, it is what it is. You know me. Just draft Penix and start him, and we're on our way. The management created this crap. The coaching staff didn't have the balls to cut bait on Cousins. Probably it was too late. And now, but again, as you said, it's over and done. Kirk's being a good soldier right now.
He's being a good citizen. I'll say this in response to Stakey. I know you're heading here. When the quarterback tells you his body is an 8 out of 10, and then this week he admits that his body was really a 3, that's lying.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
We know. Right. Hey, man, we're coming back. Grant McCauley is going to join us. We'll talk Braves next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Father's Day dinner tonight here at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. It's Dukes and Bell. That's why we're broadcasting live. And a big shout out to all the folks, service staff, managers, everybody here treating us like we are royalty, and we're having a great time. More on that coming up. Let's spend some time with Grant McCauley because the Braves have some work to do. They are taking on the Rockies tonight. And, Grant, good to have you back on. Our Braves MLB insider guys, Grant McCauley here on 92.9 The Game. So, first and foremost, I've been saying this, and look, a lot of people are like, Duke, stop it. The Rockies are terrible, Grant. I mean, we're talking about a team that's won 13 games. Now, I know we've had our struggles, but on paper, we're way more talented than these guys, and this should be a winnable series, right? I hope we win the series, not just with the sweep, but, you know, if we win, we win. Where are you at when you take on these lesser teams, despite the facts that, you know, we've had our issues this season?
I mean, nothing's a gimme, right? I mean, the Braves took 2-3 in Colorado earlier this year, and it kind of felt like, I'm going to say a serious loss, but when you lost the finale and Chris Sale threw so well, it kind of felt like that. So, I mean, look, we all know what the Rockies are. More importantly, we know what they're not. We all know what the Braves should be. Unfortunately, this year, they haven't always been that. So there is that variable and the unknown that comes with it that, look, on a given day, any baseball team can win a game. We've seen that happen. That's been proven to us. I don't know if it's scientific or not, but it's definitely more than anecdotal. So this is a series you must win. Yes, this is a series you need to sweep. Some would say must sweep. I would not argue with those people. This needs to be a springboard into the 11 games that follow, which we could talk about a little bit more, and we'll talk about, I'm sure, next week when they see the Mets three times and they see the Marlins three times and they say, oh, the Marlins. Well, the Marlins aren't that far behind them in the National League East standings. Then you get the Mets four times and the Phillies three times after that. So when I look at this series, it's not just, hey, you got to beat the Rockies. It's, hey, you really need to get the momentum going because on the other side of the Rockies, no pun intended, there is a whole new terrain for the Braves to navigate, and that is the National League East standings if they want to make any kind of run.
It is our man Grant McCauley, guys, as the Braves take Bryce Elder to the mound against the Rockies. I was kind of going cuckoo earlier with Carl over Alex Verdugo back in the lineup.
Uh-oh.
Is this where the Braves analytics department says he's had success against the pitcher? Why is he back in the lineup?
Yeah, no, he has had success against Marquez. And I think that under normal circumstances, and goodness knows we haven't been able to use that near enough based on the numbers that the Braves have put up, I don't know that they would lean this heavily into it, but I think that there is some element when you look at the Braves lineup and particularly the underperformance and the struggles to score runs that thinks, well, let's try this and see if it works on a one-on-one basis. And that, I think, is the beginning, middle, and end of why Alex Verdugo would be batting second today, because he certainly has not slashed his way into that spot. I believe he's just over 200 in the last, 30, 35 games. He really has not shown any semblance of the guy with the line drive swing and the power that he did. Even last year, it was a down year for him, but at least he left the yard a few times. That just hasn't happened this year. I saw folks joking on social media, who's going to hit a home run first, Nick Allen or Alex Verdugo? And you would think that it would be Alex Verdugo, but I've also watched both of them play.
Yeah, that's true. Grant, Elder on the heel tonight. He's got 3 wins, a 4 ERA, and 3 career starts against the Rockies. He beat them back in April, which you're talking about. Went 6 innings, looked really good. So, you know, I heard Snicker talking about this, the evolution of Bryce Elder. Let's talk a little bit about that and where he's at right now.
Yeah, I think consistency has been his friend this year. He has found that, and that's what he was really searching for throughout really the second half of 23. And then I think it compounded on him in 24 because he just felt like, I've had these results before. Why am I not getting them right now? And I think that Bryce, the way he described it to me was chasing results, like chasing the results of the past rather than being in, I think, the mode and the mindset of every start and every opportunity and every day is its own focus. So I think he's done a lot there, and obviously he's executing. I mean, we watched what he did against the San Francisco Giants. I mean, I talked about this on From the Diamond over the weekend. I mean, you needed somebody to step up big time. And Bryce Elder, he said it with that performance. I'm going to step up and give this team a chance to win a game. Unfortunately, it didn't play out that way. But I think you have to be feeling pretty good about the quantity and the quality of the starts you're getting from Bryce Elder. Throw that in with Grant Holmes. And they're kind of holding down the other side of the rotation. If you can get Spencer Strider going, then obviously we saw Schwellenbach do his thing against the Brewers. And Chris Sale, it has the makings of a more than serviceable rotation. And Bryce Elder is playing a very important role.
I know that the Braves did not give him the run support, to your point, the last couple of outings for Bryce. And he actually did a nice job. Only four earned runs those last two starts. Grant McCauley is with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline live from Lazy Dog Perimeter Mall location. Grant, what's up with Iglesias? Is he technically not the closer now? How does that play out this weekend? Does he get back to closing?
No, I don't think that they're ready to pull that lever just yet because they really want to give him that opportunity to reset and have, I don't know if it's just confidence. Maybe that's the short version of it. But the chance to rebuild some of that. I mean, nobody likes coming into games and knowing, and Raisel Iglesias is close enough in his career to know this, I am costing the team through my struggles here. We are literally losing games when I falter in the spot that I do because there's generally not a whole lot of opportunity after that to regain a lead. I think that he needed a little bit of this, I'll call it change of scenery as far as innings are concerned. I thought his outing in Milwaukee was extremely encouraging. He came in right after Chris Sale. I think there was probably some eye rolling, if you will, across the Braves social media scape, but an 8-pitch inning and looked very good, very sharp. So hopefully he can continue to do that. Stack up a few of those, then I think you'll start to see Rysel getting those opportunities again. Save situations of three runs, I think will probably be a nice place to put him back in. You don't necessarily, Mike, want to throw him right back into the fire after trying to get him right here for however long this is, whether it's a week, 10 days, 2 weeks.
Right.
You got to have somebody that can step into this role, and they believe Dylan Lee and Pierce Johnson are capable of doing that based on matchups, and I think that's more the route that they're leaning as far as closing duties, at least in the short term.
Grant, when we talk about turning this around, and when we say that, guys, that means what Grant brought up earlier, beating the Mets in a series, beating the Marlins and staying in front of them, beating the Mets again and handling the Phillies.
Right.
But we don't need guys to do Superman-type stuff. And the reason why I ask you this question is because that's kind of what I'm getting now. Oh, you know, Olsen's got to hit 500. Well, no, he's just got to do his job, right? He's just got to show up, and Ozzy has to do his job. I mean, guys, Ozuna has been the best hitter on this team all season. Prior back, and now Ronald is doing Ronald things. But when we talk about getting back to where we need to be, let's be clear. Grant, these guys don't have to do extraordinary things to get back in it. Just be themselves.
It's the consistency that you need to see. It's not about one guy winning a game or a series and one at bat. It seldom, if ever, works out that way. Sure, you remember those moments when it's bottom of the ninth, game seven, all that kind of good stuff, but that's not what we're talking about here. It's more about, I think, having a very steady approach and being able to not let the moment necessarily dictate the outcome. And what I mean by that is it feels like some of these guys, and I've talked to some of them, Austin Riley included, that have just said, just feeling like you want to be that guy so bad and you're bringing it to the plate with you. And he wants to, and he said this, simplify that approach to say, all right, it's just me and the pitcher. I'm looking for a good pitch to hit, something to drive, something to hit hard somewhere, and then let the rest take care of itself. Now, that sounds really, really simple. And maybe at other levels it is simpler to do. But you are facing some pretty tough pitchers, and they are certainly game planning for some of these Braves hitters, and it's making it more and more complicated, more and more difficult. But the talent's there, Carl. It's been there for a while, which is what makes it so frustrating. But it's not just Matt Olson. It's not just Michael Harris. It's not just Ozzie Albies. I mean, even Ozuna here in the month of June has cooled off quite a bit, and he's slowed down in the power department as well. So a little bit of everything would help the Braves out. It doesn't have to be one guy doing it all, though the guy in right field is pretty good at that. It needs to be a supporting cast that's working here, an ensemble, not just one star out there trying to win the game every at bat.
The best baseball man in town is the Rockies are at Truist Park. Grant McCauley's with us. Carl and I are having the conversation. We're not trying to be Debbie Downer, Grant, with Braves fans, but 15 games is a hell of a number. You know, 9 games out of the wild card. And let me ask you this. The Mets, you know, they had a couple of dips here and there, but they were doing it with great pitching. Then the bats came alive. You know, they're 27-7 at Citi Field. Mm. I mean, and you know that they'll still add at the trade deadline. So, I mean, do you feel that, you know, at some point Alex will throw up the white flag? I mean, do you have to get – I know we discussed the numbers abstract, but get within, what, 8 games? You know, be alive in the wild card, be like 4 or 5 games out after the All-Star break?
Yeah, I think that especially the All-Star break, you know, checkpoint as far as the math and where you are in the standings is going to matter. I don't know what the NL East is going to look like. Conceivably, you got 7 shots at the Mets coming up in the next 11 days when you get through this Rockies series. That's not insignificant, but, you know, there's a big difference in sweeping a series and taking 2 out of 3, because you take 2 out of 3, you only pull 1 game off the standings. You take all 3, then obviously you get all 3 of those games back in the standings. That would make you feel a little bit different. But I think to this point, we just haven't seen that consistently enough from the Braves to think that, all right, they're going to do what they did in September of 21, and they're just going to beat the Mets head-to-head and take this thing. I don't know that the Braves are at that place, and I don't know when they're going to get to that place. But I don't see really any circumstance this year saving, as I've said before, a complete nuclear reactor meltdown that the Braves are going to end up being sellers and throwing up the white flag at the trade deadline. It's just not been in the DNA of this club. It's not the way they're, you know, structured. They're certainly not going to tear everything down because they've had one bad year. If anything, they just kind of retool and look to get ready for next season. So maybe they end up in that boat. I don't know. But they've got to really, really figure out what kind of team they're capable of being here in the final, 2 weeks of June, because that, I think, is going to go a long way towards letting them know what that math looks like and what those scenarios are when you get to the All-Star break and beyond.
Grant, when are you on this weekend?
I will be on from 5 to 7 on Sunday with From the Diamond. I'll have Mike Farron of MLB Network Radio joining me to talk about some of the stuff going on around baseball as we head toward the mid-portion of the season, mathematically speaking, and, of course, countdown to the All-Star break, and we'll talk all things Braves. It's From the Diamond, 5 to 7 on 92.9 The Game, and everywhere you get your podcast and on the Odyssey app.
Grant, have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Take care, guys. Happy Father's Day.
You too.
All right.
Thank you, man. All right, we're coming back. We're talking dads. We're talking U.S. Open. And we're live. Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar for our Father's Day dinner. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't think they'll be wanting to play this course anytime soon. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks to Grant for talking Braves with us. He mentioned this. Three games against the Mets, three against the Marlins, four against the Mets, three against the Phillies.
Right.
That's the stretch.
Make or break.
After this series with the Rockies, that's going to determine where these Braves go. And we're going to know. I mean, Mike, if you lose all of those series, potentially, I don't know how you get back in this. If you are able to win all of those series,
right,
you're still probably going to need some help, but, man, you'd be in such a great position. But now we're talking about this team that hasn't done this all season, winning four series in a row.
Against really good teams.
Good teams.
Marlins, right. Again, who are we to laugh at the Marlins the way the Braves have been playing, to Grant's point. But, yeah, man, they've got to get on a heater. This is one where you've got the athletes. We've covered this. Pitching's been okay. Bullpen's been shaky. But the offense has been just woefully inept.
Terrible. Yeah. Let's talk about the U.S. Open, Mike, and then we'll share a couple of stories, guys. We're live and have been today over here at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. What's up, O? People coming in.
Good to see our man Oren with his lovely wife.
Yes, after having their new baby. But we are looking forward to seeing all of you guys, our winners out here, because, again, it was a contest that folks won. U.S. Open. And, look, we're going to come back Monday. We're going to talk to our buddy, I think, Damon Hack, from the Golf Channel. He's up there watching and witnessing this. And look, it's Father's Day on Sunday, so I will probably take this in. All right? I'll probably watch some of it. I don't know if I'm going to watch all.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, we're going to be watching guys really battle to try to win this. And, Mike, all of a sudden, the field has come back, right? I mean, it looked like, okay, some guys might run away, and now I think this is anybody's game.
You've only got five guys under par right now.
And unbelievable.
It's funny. I was just having a discussion, not an argument, a discussion. An exchange of viewpoints, Carl, in a mature manner, which is rare these days on social media. Kids, if you're not teaching you history in school, read up on your own. Anyway, but as far as the U.S. Open, same thing you and I were talking about earlier. Sam Burns, by the way, is 5-under for the round, and he finished at 3-under. 5-under today, Carl, shot a 65. He's at 3-under. J.J. Spaun just bogeyed, so he's tied at 3-under. Thomas Detry from Belgium. Tristan Lawrence from South Africa. No disrespect. If these guys go on to be multiple major winners, but most people want to see the elites get it done. Now, I know the argument is, well, if the regular, you know, top five guys can't handle their water like Rory or DeChambeau, so be it. But to me, this is the antithesis of the Masters. The Masters, we all know the golf course, right, Carl? We know the holes.
Yes.
You know, but it's risk versus reward, right? You got to be really good. Masters is hard, and we've seen guys crap the bed at the Masters. But this is just like root canal. This is way too long. You know, you guys can't – you're barely getting on the green for a birdie. I don't want to watch this. It's only this one demographic who likes this, old farts. Old farts like this. I don't want to watch four. This is 4 days of bad television, okay? Bad tee shot, grind, oh, a bogey. Who wants to watch guys bogey all day, Carl? So we'll see if the big names can step up. Adam Scott's in stalking distance at even par. We got a couple of guys in the top 25, like Sam Burns and Ben Griffin. But to me, I've never understood the U.S. Open turning this thing into basically the baton death march of pro golf.
Here's the cut line. It's plus six. And there are a lot of guys that aren't going to make this cut. Patrick Reed is one of them. We talk about Matsuyama's not going to be there. I'm looking at this list, Mike, and it is kind of a who's who, especially from the Americans.
Justin Thomas with a quadruple bogey on one hole. Four-putter, I should say, for a double bogey. He's not going to make the cut.
Neither is Rory.
Rory was terrible today. Sepp Straka from Georgia, 11 over today as well.
This has been a grind. But here's the other side of that, and I hear everything you're saying. Dustin Johnson either.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know. Here's the other side of this, though, Mike. This is by far the most challenging course these guys will play in a major all year long. Now,
right.
Depending on the weather for what is the Open Championship, which is the British, depending on, you know, the weather, that can be challenging as well. But just from a course layout, guys, the temperatures, it's not 150 degrees out there. The weather's fine. This is just If you screw up one shot, if you misread a putt and you hit it just a few feet beyond the hole, you're probably gonna bogey. And the thing is, bogey is your friend in a major. And that's what Mike's talking about. You literally have guys going, if I bogey, I'm good. I'm going to be okay. Usually it's birdie. And so that standpoint of the U.S. Open is unique. But Oakmont, this course, man, and look, some people don't like it. I think the challenging part about this is how are your skills? We're talking about the best golfers in the world trying to maneuver this.
Right.
Mike says it's a grind. It's terrible to watch. Other people will say, man, you know what? I want to see these guys challenged. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Well, you know, it's like if you're a NASCAR fan. Yeah, some guys want to watch nothing but wrecks. I'd like to see some action. I want to see some passing when it matters, you know, for points and for the lead. Sam Burns right now is leading. He's 28 years of age. He's a six-time winner on tour. His best finish in a major, see, Carl, can you hold your water?
Can he?
Was the last year's U.S. Open. He was ninth. So we'll see. He's from LSU, and he's won on tour, so maybe this is his breakthrough moment. We'll see.
All right, guys, as we said, we're out here to celebrate with our listeners, and they are not only bringing their fathers, but they're bringing someone special for whoever is in their life. It could be a coach. We said this, your grandfather. So as we get ready to get out of here, and we're going to be back Monday, 2 o'clock. We got a lot in store. We'll recap what went on with the Braves. The NBA Finals continues over the weekend as they shift gears and go back to OKC. Regardless of what happens tonight, it's 2-1, but if the Pacers go up 3-1, it may be done. But let's talk about dads for a sec, because we spent a lot of time earlier in the show talking about, you know, sons and fathers who played. And by the way, we left off a bunch of duos of dads who were really good, the Alou family with Moises and
his uncles. And his uncles. I mean, all of Felipe's brothers.
We left that out, but we were talking about Bobby and Barry Bonds and Dale and Dale Jr. and, you know, the Griffies. Obviously, everybody
Chase
knows.
Elliott, his dad, Bill Elliott, you know. I mentioned, I think for me, the number one, if I could only pick one, it would be Archie Manning with Peyton and Eli.
Yeah.
You know, and Coop to a lesser extent, because obviously Coop never made it to the pros with a health issue. But to have two sons grow up and win two Super Bowls, that's at another level.
No, I agree. I brought up Steph and Dale Curry. Dale was a great shooter, great player, but Steph is on another level. But he had two sons that played in the NBA and has, and Seth and Steph.
There's so much in motorsports. We mentioned the Elliotts, the Andretti's, the Unsers, you know, the Earnhardts you talked about earlier. So there's a lot of that generational stuff. You know, and we talked, or if you missed the show earlier, the car connection. That's father and son stuff, or grandfather and son stuff.
You brought up Bobby and Brett Hull. Oh, yeah, the Guerreros. Vlad, that's right. Good call, Day-Day.
The Rocket, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That's the thing. Bobby Hull was a rock star. And his son was a stud, too. I mean, you got a father and son in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
It's crazy. Yeah, I said earlier I would go with Bobby, and a guy got after me. Are you serious? I'm like, I think, Mike, it depends on if you watch Bobby. Statistically, I mean, I think Brett may have been better overall statistically, but Bobby was just a dominant player. And I don't know. It's all preference as far as who you watch.
Bobby Hall, the Golden Jet, and again, his son.
This is incredible.
I mean, and no, I forgot that. You know, Gordie Howe's kids, they played hockey. Weren't as good as their dad, but Gordie Howe and his kids both played. Got to play together like the Griffies got to play together in Seattle.
Yeah, so take care of Dad this weekend, man. That's the message. Let them know. Again, we're not telling you to go get a bunch of gifts, but let them know how much they're loved and how much you care about them. Because this is the weekend where we celebrate dads. And Day-Day brought it up earlier. You know, dads don't get the love moms get, but it's different. And I think most dads aren't looking for all of that as far as the gifts are concerned. But if you tell your dad, and maybe you don't do this enough, and I'm going to tell you, mine's not here anymore. Tell him you love him. Tell him you care about him. Tell him thank you. Because it matters. And we take for granted, Mike. I know I did. All those times, like, oh, I'll see you next time. I'll see you tomorrow. Right. I'll talk to you next week. And then when that's not available, this weekend is a day where it pops up and it really hits you. And you're like, man, I wish Dad was here.
Don't want to be maudlin because it's a fun weekend. But, yeah, I lost my dad. I was 23. He was 51. And I was making things happen in radio. But there's not a day goes by. The cool things we get to do almost every day. The people we get to talk to. I wish I could share that with the old man. So to Carl's point, hey, man, you never know what's going on.
No.
Sometimes it's family dynamics. Hey, somebody take one for the team. I was wrong, Dad. You're right. You know, call your old man, make that connection, because you're going to regret it if you don't.
All right, guys, if you are wondering, again, Braves-Rockies, it is a huge series simply because we got to handle business.
Don't
lose this series. Well, Mike, here's the deal.
Don't even lose a game this series.
Well, let me tell you this. If they do, it can't get any worse. Like, we thought it couldn't get any worse until it did.
Right.
But if that's the case, it can't get any worse this weekend, because that would be a heartbreaker. By the way, just to tell you how they feel about us in the Rockies, it is -342 Braves tonight. So basically you're betting what? 300?
Right.
For to win.
As long as Bryce Harper doesn't give up three runs in the first inning. Now, again, they didn't support him. We talked about that with Grant last segment. He only gave up, I think it was four earned runs his last two starts. So he's been pretty darn good this last iteration of Bryce Harper. Yeah. But he does throw a hittable ball. So, Bill, let's go.
All right, man. Turtles coming up, by the way. Night show is on the way. We're going to be here hanging out with our listeners and our winners, and a lot of folks are showing up. It's really cool. And, again, a big shout-out to the restaurant, all the staff here doing a great job, and it's been cool this afternoon. Want to give a shout-out to Slim, our on-site engineer, and our man Day-Day for making it happen. Day-Day's been having a tough week, guys, and he showed up every day. And
dude, where's my car?
Did not complain. Was like, yo, let's get this. And so, Day-Day, appreciate you big time, man, as we continue to move along. Happy Father's Day, by the way. All right?
Same to you.
Yeah, man. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. All right, we got to get out of the way, man. Garrett, let's clear our throat. Grant stopped by today. Also, man, we had a really good conversation with B-Mac, Brian McFadden, talking about all things in the NFL, our Falcons, and much more. We're back at you at 2 o'clock on Monday. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy Dad and enjoy what should be a fun weekend, man. Mike Bell, man, let's get out of the way. Enjoy our listeners and this dinner tonight here at the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, dude hit me up on Twitter, Leroy ATL.
What's up, Leroy?
He goes, hey, man, I know you Dukes and Bell saw Russell Westbrook's opting out of his option.
Uh-oh.
Come on. He's 36. I mean, he had some moments, but he disappeared at times when they needed to score 10 or 15 points down a stretch. If you're watching Denver, I mean, let's be honest. Russell Westbrook, yeah, if we got $5 or $6 million left over because he's declining a $3.4 million player option, first things first, let's go get a center. Let's go beef things up defensively, help out those guys, Dyson Daniels. But Russell Westbrook, okay, if no one else talks to him, sure, Hawks, knock yourself out.
I reposted this because Cube, I can call him Cube, stopped by the show last time he was in the ATL. I'm talking about Ice Cube, legendary rock and roll Hall of Famer Ice Cube from NWA. He put out on social media, TSA stole my iPad out of my bag tonight. United flight, he gives the flight number,
yeah, I saw that.
Either LAX or O'Hara. I need my blank back ASAP, or it's a problem. I'm just saying, come on, man, TSA. If that's what's going down, that's a problem, and I don't like it one bit. Ice Cube, I hope you get your stuff back. But I'm just saying, you guys are there to make sure that our flights are comfortable, that we are not, you know, letting people on the plane, Mike, with unnecessary objects and things
right.
There should be no way that this should be going on, but it is. Hey, man, enjoy the weekend. Happy Father's Day. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
The TSA wasn't there to rescue you when a family's going to use your body.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.